We got to talk about WWPU. Originally, that was WWVO in Seagram's, West Virginia, which we thought was a very funny...
Get that? Seagram's? VO?
Yeah. Well, the management at NBC got that, and they called us up in the office and said, you guys can't do that anymore. That's a plug for a sponsor, alcohol.
Yeah.
Seagram's VO, you can't use that. So we had to change it, and hence WWPU and Sorghums.
And everybody in those days listened to the radio at night, and you'd hear WWVA, which is a great, still on the air, great station in Wheeling, West Virginia. And every Saturday night they had the West Virginia, WWVA?
Jamboree. They had an all-night.
Wheeling Jamboree.
There was an all-night disc jockey named Lee Moore.
That's right.
The coffee-drinking Nighthawk.
That's right.
So we created... His brother, and we had Hoot Moore and his brother No Moore.
And do you know, two months ago, the Grand Ole Opry 75th anniversary, but we just had fun because all the commercials in those days, I think they were called like PIs, was that what they were called?
Yeah, per inquiry.
You only got paid with the results that you got from people calling in buying the product. And so they were always stuff like 100 baby chicks for sale for $1.98, and every once in a while we'd throw in a rooster just to make the thing exciting for the chicks.
Well,
nothing like excited chick like a rooster.